Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of the Almost Famous podcast. I am sitting here, and I know Ben's going to be jealous of this interview because we've separated these Bachelor Mansion house interviews, and I am sitting here with the Faith Martin, who I thought was the front runner, who I was. Faith.
Did I make you cry?
I didn't cry, but my jaw was on the floor. Like, and you know, people say that as an expression,
yeah.
But my jaw really did drop. So we have David Archuleta in the house here also because we're doing like a boy band reunion in the house and I'm just rambling now. But like, it reminded me, your elimination reminded me of an old school American Idol episode where like, or Chris Daughtry or someone is eliminated.
I watched that season with Chris Daughtry. He's amazing, like, right?
That's when America all used to watch TV together.
Yeah, we all watched it, right?
Yes, yeah. And we were all shocked together and that's how I felt like when he sent you home, especially after that hometown.
I know.
Were you just as shocked?
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because I think, you know, they say you have a brain in your gut.
Yeah.
And even though logically I felt like I had the best home date ever, I was on, you know, cloud nine. I thought it was just amazing. I thought it could not have gone any better. But it was strange that in between that and the hometowns, my stomach was telling me different. It just was telling me something wasn't quite right. And of course, he's going to hometowns with other women. So I knew that, right? But you know, there was something that somehow an intuitive sense to me felt like it could not possibly go my way. You know, that was an option. And so I was really unsure about the whole thing and I should have felt more confident if it was right, you know, so.
But Faith, I felt like watching all those three hometowns that he was most vocal about his feelings for you. So are you annoyed at all at the fact that he was so vocal with all three of you women?
I wasn't at all until I watched him with Leslie. Okay. You know, then I was annoyed for her because I think when it got down to that, that was a little harder, you know, seeing that she got so far and it looked like it was going to be Leslie.
Are we talking about, you're saying beyond Hometown Weeks when it's between her and Teresa?
So, yeah, just looking back on the whole thing, I'm not annoyed at all. I mean, we know what we signed up for and I don't think it's ever a bad thing to be loved. Mm-hmm. So if somebody loves you, whether it's a reason, a season or a lifetime, they love you in the moment. I think you can only be grateful that they express that because that's what the world is about. You know, if you love someone, go ahead and tell them. It doesn't mean, if we're all so afraid to say I love you, if it won't last forever, nobody would say it, you know? So I think it's okay. I don't fault Gary for telling people that he loved them. And that's how I was thinking this whole time. But then tonight when I was watching and I was seeing Gary telling Leslie she's the one and, you know, all that stuff, then I was like, okay, wait a minute, that's not fair. So, you know, when it's about me, I'm okay with it. When it's about somebody else, I'm a little bit more protective, I think. So
it was a little bit of leading on. And Ben and I have mentioned that, like, it's because it's from sweet, wholesome Gary, who is sweet and wholesome and a wonderful gentleman.
Yeah.
But if it were somebody who was 32 on the main show saying these, he would be mad. like the Bachelor fandom would just be ripping him to shreds.
Well, I think too, like, nobody knows until you're in those shoes just how intensely emotional and how the heightened emotions of what you're going through is different than anything you've experienced. So I feel like if you are one that can stay in the moment and stay present, and I think Gary did a great job of allowing himself to be completely engaged in what he was into at the moment. Mm-hmm. And he did feel those feelings and he did have genuine love for those women, all of us. And so you can't fault the guy for that, right? You know, you just can't. I think he led with his heart and, you know, I think he made the best choice and the outcome is good, but that's the risk we all take, you know?
Tonight we found out that Teresa and him will be married on TV on January 4th. This is fast. They met in September. How do you feel about this?
I had a feeling when they said there was going to be an announcement. I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to announce their wedding date. And I think it will be right away. And because, you know, like Gary said, at this age, why wait? Like, let's do it now. They don't really have time to waste. You know, they're 70 and 72 years old, 71 and 72. Like, if they know they want to be together, why not do it? You know, I had met my husband and we kissed and got married 8 days later and it lasted 21 years. So I think, you know, kind of what life is all about. You got to go for it. You know, why should they wait?
Oh, you know? My goodness. Were you surprised it was Teresa? Because So I need to know all this, but I do want you to know that, like, once you were eliminated, which I was shocked by, tonight, I was spoiler free until tonight. I was, again, just mind blown that it was Teresa and not Leslie. And I do feel like you and Leslie were a little bit more similar, and then Teresa was more of the outlier in the top three, because I feel like you and Leslie carry yourself a little bit more in like a sexy fashion.
Well, thank you. Yes. No, you know, I was not surprised because this is why. Since day one, I would watch how Gary would look at all the other women. You know what it's like to be a woman. You know, you're watching your guy. Oh, you can tell if he thinks somebody else in the room is attractive. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I did. I was like, I thought maybe he's going to fall in love with Ellen. So I'm looking at Ellen and I'm watching him watch her. And I was like, no, he doesn't love Ellen. He doesn't love Ellen. I'm like watching him. And what the surprise was that I didn't see a really big connect with him and Leslie ever.
Oh.
But I totally saw it with Teresa from day one. And it was weird. We would be at the rose ceremony and I'm going, oh my God, he's totally googly eyeing Teresa. Every time they would look at each other, he'd have this little googly eye thing going on. I was like, serious, it's Teresa. So I felt like that all along, that she was going to be either the winner, you know, he would choose her, or she would be right up there close. So, and they had so many things in alignment with their life, with their past relationships, with their age.
Yeah, I do think that's really going to help them.
Their commonalities, they're very traditional. They, you know, they really are a really compatible couple, I think.
So why do you think that during Hometowns, she was the one that he
didn't say I love you to? I don't know.
Because that threw us off.
It did. And I wonder if I think he said I love you to me pretty quickly. And it was funny because my sister, if you remember on my hometown, my sister goes, you know, Gary was going to have to leave and go to the other hometowns.
Yeah.
And he said, my sister goes, I know you love Faith and you want it to be her. And I go, oh my God, did you just say that out loud? I was embarrassed, right? And then he goes, I would say it out loud. And he goes, would you say it out loud? And I said, I'd say it out loud. And he goes, I love you. And I go, I love you too. That was so meaningful to me. And honestly, I was the first hometown. Nobody knows that.
So it was a little out of order in the airing, which I
figured. Am I allowed to say that? But yeah, so, and then I think he kind of thought, oh, I better not be so quick to say that. And so then he held off with Teresa.
Okay.
And then I don't know what, you know, I'm just guessing. I really don't know. But yeah, it shocked me too. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was hard. It was really hard.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. So when you saw Gary again tonight in person,
yeah,
how did that feel? Because I know this sounds like, I remember being on The Bachelor and I knew very well that Chris Soules wasn't my husband as soon as I like got on that plane home. You know, I was like, that didn't make sense for a reason. But like, when you see them at the reunion show, your heart still drops.
I still am perplexed at my emotions at the show. I get teared up. At lunch today, somebody said something. We were talking about Gary and I get teared up. I don't understand it. Why? Because logically, I'm over the moon happy for him and Teresa. I really am. Logically, I think their lives are way better aligned. I think he made the right choice. But I still have times where I get really emotional about it. And I don't even, like, I want to smack myself in the head and go, what is wrong with you? Stop. But yet I'll see something or somebody will say something, I'll start talking about it and I get all choked up. And it's the weirdest thing. I wouldn't believe it if I didn't live it. I don't know what is going on with me.
What about your, strange. What, yeah, well, let's play that comparison game. If, do you think that your age plays a role in like you still being a little hung up on it? It's also really fresh. Like your season was filmed and aired really quickly. And you know, you just broke up with him in September.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on, we have 2 months under the belt. It's nothing. But then
thank you, because that makes me feel a little better. It seems like a lifetime, but
you know, sometimes I think there's that Sex and the City quote that said, it takes half the amount of time you're with somebody to get over them. I actually think it sometimes it takes twice the amount of time.
It's always taken me, you know, like I was with a guy once for 3 years. It took me 6 years to get over him. I couldn't even tell you who I went on a date with. I don't remember their names. I don't remember their faces. I, you know, I just, I kind of, you know.
Yeah.
So,
do you think it hurts more being older and heartbroken?
I know that when I hear that he's going to be happy, when I see him and Teresa together, it like heals the hole in my heart. You know, I am really over the moon happy. It just made my heart full to see that they're both happy. And I think that's part of the healing, you know, and to feeling like I can always love Gary and he'll have a place in my heart, but I can love him in a different form and just, you know, appreciate him moving forward in his life. And I think we'll always be friends. You know, I'm friends with Teresa and friends with Gary. So yeah, I think it'll just take a little time.
Yeah.
It is weird that it all happens so quick and I'm surprised at the deep feelings that I have for sure, but it'll be okay.
Will that be weird for Gary or you to continue a friendship with Teresa?
You know, I thought so at first, but I don't think so. Okay. Gary is a gentleman and he's very kind and he wanted to check on me. He called at Thanksgiving. He wanted to make sure I was okay. He's called me a number of times. Teresa has called me, you know, we talk all the time. I think I have so much love for both of them and I really am just over the moon for them. And I feel like Teresa goes, I know Gary loves you and I know you love Gary. And
that's really like, sweet. Yeah, I'm not jealous of her.
Yeah, no, she really is a lovely person. Wow. And the other thing is, you know, you can love a person in so many different forms. Mm-hmm. And I think the connection that I had with Gary all along was more of kind of a heartfelt, soulful connection, not a chemistry type of connection where my past relationships were maybe more chemistry-ish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think it really is just a longstanding friendship. And I think Teresa knows that. I would never be inappropriate. I would never want anything more. I am thrilled over the moon for both of them. And I feel like all three of us could be friends and it shouldn't feel weird at all.
No, that's so nice. Yeah. That's really nice. She seems like a really sweet person.
She's lovely. She's lovely. And the thing, you know, when we talk about those traditional things, Teresa's very traditional and, you know, she will really dote over him and make him a very lovely wife where I'm off-roading my motorcycle and my horse and I'm singing in a band and, you know, right? So it wasn't really a very good alignment. He used to always say, like we've been together for years, but he would say, you're so fiercely independent. And I kept thinking, well, I don't have to be, I would hang out with you more. But then I thought, if I'm in a recording session, recording a song, is he going to be okay that I'm gone for 9 hours while he sits at home waiting for dinner? You know, I mean, so our lives maybe.
You also didn't want to move and Teresa seemed a little bit more open to moving.
Yeah, I would love to move to California or Arizona or someplace warm.
Yeah.
You know, I know because it's a plane ride that's pretty quick. But Indiana, oh, hell no.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be there. I really don't want to be in Indiana. I mean, can you blame me?
This is where you need to have Ben come into the conversation because he's from Indiana.
Oh, no.
And he's from a very close place from where Gary's.
Maybe I'm judging too harshly because I mean, it's a flyover state.
Yeah.
Nobody stops there or goes there for any good reason, I imagine. But maybe it's nicer than I thought. I don't know.
Apparently, they have a good lake life going. And we heard there's a lot of crazy things that happen behind doors at the lakes of Indiana.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it some other time.
Yeah.
But I want to end with one question. You are like kind of like you're a singer, you're a radio host. You definitely come across as like a badass woman. And now people want you to possibly be the Golden Bachelorette. What was your reaction when you were getting all of those comments? I felt like since you finished third place, you probably kind of expected that could be the chatter.
I had no idea what makes them choose whoever. I always thought it was the runner up. So I didn't think that I would
even
be
not.
Really? See, I don't know. I was too busy to watch the show. I have watched The Bachelorette, though, and oh my God, I love Charity so much.
Oh,
and
she's so cute.
Yeah, no, I think it's I think it would be an amazing thing if they did The Bachelorette. And you know, I mean, who would say no to that? Because the process works. I've lived it. I know how you can fall in love in a short time. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, I really don't know how that goes, but it would be an amazing experience. So, you know, I'm open to it for sure.
Well, we are rooting for you for that. I know so it's going to be a tough competition.
I know you say that to all the girls that come to a podcast.
No, I told you. I was the most shocked about your elimination and the one who I felt like I was rooting for the most.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
Well, we'll see where the road leads you.
Yes, you never know.
Hope to see you more.
Thank you so much for being here. Yes, appreciate it. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.